Indeed.
Yeah. And you'd say he is a tight.
Tight one.
Uh-huh. And
yeah, I've heard that too.
Oh, you've heard that too, yeah. Now, if a person is a, if you were talking about a person and you said, well, they're just a common person, would you ever say that about a person? You said, well, he's just a common person.
And you see, he's a common person.
Uh-huh. And you'd mean that he was just like anybody
just
else?
Just like anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about an old man who's still real active and gets around a lot, and you'd say, boy, that fellow sure is.
Feisty.
Yeah, and now, like a lot of times at night, little children will want to keep the light on in their rooms because they're
afraid.
And did your children used to be
afraid?
Uh-huh.
No, they weren't afraid.
They never did used to be.
We never did teach them to be afraid,
yeah,
of anything.
Uh-huh. So if you didn't teach them, they didn't.
We wouldn't let them like to, there's anything that would hurt them or
uh-huh.
anything, you
uh-huh.
know.
Uh-huh. That's good. Now, in talking about somebody who acts real kind of strange and odd, you know, you might say, well, you know, he acts really
silly.
Uh-huh. Or would you ever say queer?
Yeah. They act queer.
Uh-huh. And now, if a person would make up his mind about something and just would not change his mind, no matter.
Stubborn.
Yeah. And then a person that every time you try to make a joke with him,
he'd get mad.
Yeah. And you say, now he sure is. That man, he sure is
goofy. We always say,
yeah,
he's goofy.
Now, if a person was about to lose their temper, you might say, now don't do it, just keep
quiet.
And if you were in a burning building or something and everybody was starting to get scared, you say, now just keep
quiet.
And if you had worked outside all day, you might come in and say, I'm all
in.
Yeah. And you say, I'm completely wore
out.
And if a person, like in the wintertime, were to kind of sit in a draft, you know, and you say, now you better watch out sitting out there without a coat because you're going
to take cold.
And if a person did take cold and then it got in their voice and they started talking like that, you'd say,
of course.
And then if they, you'd say, you got a
cold.
And now if you were sitting in a chair and you started, you'd say, I believe I better go to bed. I'm feeling
sleepy.
And then you say, now, but now it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going
to get up when the cock crows in the morning.
Yeah,
it's time to get up.
Oh,
that's the reason I kept a rooster as long as I kept
oh,
my...
Oh, you did?
I always kept a rooster.
So that was the way you know when it's time to wake up.
I can listen for that old rooster to crow in the morning.
Yeah. Now, if you were drowsy, and you know, if you were sleepy sitting in the chair, somebody shakes you, they might say, come on.
And go to bed.
Uh-huh. And then you might say, now why aren't you going?
Going to bed without
uh-huh,
me.
Uh-huh. And now if somebody came like to see one of your kids in the morning, you say, well, he's still sleeping, I better go
see about him.
Mm-hmm. And if you want him to get up, you say, I'm gonna have to go and
wake him up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, suppose that the doctor gave you some medicine, and then a bottle of medicine, and he came